We are coming to the defense of coffee. Coffee is being attacked, folks, and I want to know why. So, I saw this article recently, and it was basically it summarized a small study done over in I believe it was in the UK, and it was 29 participants studied, and really it was the a basic fragmented sleep, the effect fragmented sleep had on metabolism. But it also combined the effect that caffeine and fragmented sleep had on metabolism. So the study followed 29 individuals, and all these individuals were experienced three different types of sleep situations, essentially.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys joining us this week. Well, we appreciate you guys joining us each week. And to any new listeners, welcome. We want to thank you guys and the people who turned you on to the podcast for sending you here because we see it on a weekly basis. But download numbers are going up. So we want to say thank you to all those people that turn people on to the podcast. It's so simple. All you got to do is do the share button on your preferred podcast app and send the link to a friend. I mean, it's that simple. Piece of cake, right?
Piece of pie.
And for those who are sending people here, thank you. And don't forget, leave a rating review in Apple Podcasts or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, if you're ever curious why we ask that, and if you're not a regular podcast listener, then basically those reviews and ratings are how we show up in searches in the Apple Store and things like that. So, or the podcast search. But it's really important, and it helps us be visible to more people so that we can show up in people's searches.
Exactly.
Simple, easy peasy.
That was a great explanation.
You can make a difference.
Thank you for laying it all out there. I don't do that very often, so that's why we got you here.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about something that I hold very near and dear to my heart.
It's not me.
Well, I do hold you near and dear to my heart.
Or we're not going to talk about me.
We won't be talking about that. So, but something that probably I would put right, you know, you're one, and this might be 1A.
Where's Ella?
Oh, okay.
She's tied for one, huh?
Yeah, you guys are both one. Okay, 1A and 1B, Ella and you. And then I guess number two is coffee. We're talking about coffee today, folks.
Okay, I see where we are.
So well, there was a recent study that came out about possibly the detrimental effects of coffee. I can't even say it without cringing up, without getting verklempt. But we're going to investigate that, guys, and talk to about getting in a little bit more in detail about that study. So that's our main topic of this week's episode. But before we do that, we are going to jump into our training recaps. Would you like to go first or second? The person I hold near and dear to my heart.
You saved yourself.
Yes.
I'll go first. It's quick. It's relatively simple. I really only had like some solid training in the beginning half of my week. I did Peloton one day, and I did a Peloton HIIT workout the next day, and then I was just gonna kind of take a rest day on Wednesday, and then that kind of just slid right on and through the rest of the week because I got really run down and just had to take a couple days to just let my body catch up and not push myself too hard. So I listen to my body. I actually feel like it's always a good thing when I, you know, I really feel like it's run down. Like when you're crashing in your bed at 8:30 at night and like passing out, that's when you know you're run down. And that's when you know you need to just kind of honor that. So I'm actually really, really excited this week about getting back. I feel like Probably this morning, I felt like I was back to my normal energy levels, and I'm ready for a good week of training this week.
That's good. You know, it's interesting you talk about that. Talking about overtraining, it's one of the signs. I know you're kind of being a little bit more in tune with your body, but I've heard that one of the great good ways to kind of determine if you're overtraining or not is your resting heart rate. A lot of athletes track the resting heart rate. You know, they'll wear a heart rate monitor, and if they notice that, you know, the resting heart rate in the morning is higher than previous days, usually it's a good indicator that they are overtraining. So maybe they'll take a rest day when they see that elevated number when they wake up. So that's kind of a also kind of goes hand in hand with your being able to kind of like listen to your body and take a rest day. So it'd be interesting to see if possibly, you know, your heart rate was elevated when on those mornings you took off. So just something a little tidbit to add in there. But for my
Deep.
training recaps was a little bit kind of similar to yours, kind of a little low key this week. I was still nursing a little bit of a back injury that I told you guys about last week that kind of sprang up on me last Friday. I nursed it through the whole weekend. Still took it easy and then got a Pelican ride in and then did a lower body workout one day with you know, some sandbags, some squats, some lunges, some hip thrusters, some Bulgarian squats. So it was all comprehensive, and my glutes and hammies were definitely feeling it. So it was super beneficial. I was hoping to get in another Peloton, but didn't happen. So this week got a few less 6 a.m. Virtual clients. So I think I'm going to be able to get in some more workouts this week. So much like you, I'm looking forward to getting back on track and getting a little bit more workouts under my belt this week. I think one thing we need to talk about too, and this is just a quick add-on, is we need to talk about our next family event. We're getting into some cooler weather. I know organized races are kind of on hold for right now, but I would say virtual races are not on hold. So maybe we can sign up for one, and then just we can choose where we want to run it. If we want to go to the Riverwalk and run it, we can do that. You know, we can break out the old stroller with Ella, or some sort of, maybe we need to look into some other type of runner for Ella. But either way, I think we do some investigation because I want to say it's probably been, we got to be coming up on a year since our last one, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure too. Because I'm pretty sure we
It's
did that
either
one.
October or November.
Yeah, it was early part of the year, I think. Yeah, I think so. Anyways, we'll put a pin in that for a later episode and come back with to you guys.
Yeah, considering I still need to get new
Oh,
shoes.
that's right. You still haven't
I
got new
need
running
to.
shoes yet.
I have so many things to do on the running side. Like, I don't know that my foot is really feeling running anymore. So we'll have to come back
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
to that.
Come
Now
back to
your
it. I
brain's
know
going in many
I'm spinning and
directions.
spitballing, but all right, but let's get to the topic at hand. That's right. We are coming to the defense of coffee. Coffee is being attacked, folks, and I want to know why. So I saw this article recently, and it was basically, it summarized a small study done over in, I believe it was in the UK, and it was 29 participants studied, and really it was the a basic fragmented sleep, the effect fragmented sleep had on metabolism, but it also combined the effect that caffeine and fragmented sleep had on metabolism. So the study followed 29 individuals, and all these individuals were experienced three different types of sleep situations, essentially. Sleep situation number one, 8 hours of consistent sleep. You know, like a good, what we would consider a good night's of sleep, a good night of sleep. So 8 hours, no really getting woken up or anything like that. And then upon waking, they drank a glucose drink. That had or a sugary beverage that had enough glucose and calories to simulate breakfast. So they wake up, boom, eat breakfast. That's essentially group number one, or basically the situation number one. Situation number two, the individuals were experienced a night of fragmented sleep, which is that they were woken up.
Yeah.
That's how you say it?
Yep.
Okay. So they were woken up every hour for 5 minutes, which sounds horrendous. I don't know why anybody would ever agree to this.
I mean, that sounds like when I was in the hospital after I had LF.
Yes, that's true.
Sounds terrible. It's not restful.
Once they woke up for good, they were given the sugar beverage that simulated breakfast. And the final group, or the final situation, they fragmented sleep, woken up every hour for 5 minutes, and then after they woke up, they immediately drank a cup of strong black coffee 30 minutes before they were given the sugary beverage. And the study showed that the individuals who drank the coffee upon waking and 30 minutes before breakfast actually had 50% higher blood sugar than the other control groups, or the other groups, the other sleep situations. Hmm. So basically they attributed that essentially there is some sort of negative effect that caffeine has on metabolism when you have a bad night's sleep. So it's interesting because a lot of people, when they have a bad night's sleep, they kind of immediately turn to coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, maybe if you aren't a coffee drinker, you'll turn to coffee to kind of help you wake up. So, but they are showing, this study says, and it's a very small study, but they do have control groups and everything like that, random control group, which is important to getting more kind of definite information, more reliable information, is that they... basically, the caffeine will have a negative effect on metabolism for those that have fragmented sleep. So, and on the other hand, they find that fragmented sleep may not be as, or at least one night of fragmented sleep may not have a huge detrimental effect to metabolism as people once thought.
So that's good news.
Yes. So
that's scary.
No.
That sound like.
No. So that obviously the bright side of the study is that they found out that at least one night you can bounce back from one night of fragmented sleep and not have really a negative effect on your metabolism. But I guess the downside is that you may want to wait until breakfast to have your coffee, and that's what the study says. Or the article says. The article also mentions that, you know, coffee, you shouldn't be scared of coffee. This is not like a thing actually denouncing coffee or bad mouthing coffee, like I was worried about when I saw the headline. It's more of a suggestion on maybe just have your coffee with breakfast instead of just pouring it right into your face when you wake up. It's interesting.
A great visual.
Yes, well, it's funny. The picture that goes with this article is, you know, I'm sure some Pixabay Getty image that the article paid for is just some guy drinking directly out of the coffee pot. So, which I thought is very appropriate. So long story short, this small study suggests, and this study actually used people that had a normal BMI. So. Anywhere, which I believe the BMI range from 18 to 25 is what they consider quote unquote normal. And take that as you will. So it was interesting to see that the caffeine can have a negative effect on blood sugar control and insulin sensitivity. So if you're someone like me, this is kind of a little bit of an eye opener, because I'm somebody who really will drink coffee first thing in the morning. Like, I mean, obviously I'll wake up, I'll be up for anywhere of 30, 40 minutes drinking water, and then I'll have a cup of coffee before I eat breakfast. Sometimes I drink coffee and I won't eat breakfast for 3 or 4 hours. So it was something that was kind of a eye-opening to me. Maybe I need to start eating a little bit more breakfast. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I have actually heard from, I think, I can't really remember the discussion. I think it was on another podcast I was listening to recently, but they talked about like kind of when they felt good when they drank coffee. And a lot more people I've been hearing lately have been saying they will get up, they will have breakfast, they will actually like wait until mid-morning and then they will have their coffee. And I actually tried that this weekend, and it was not just having the coffee that I think was important, it was the fact that if I have coffee early in the morning, it replaces a glass of water for me that I probably would be drinking otherwise. And the hydration is what I really need in the morning. Because if I don't hydrate enough after a night of not hydrating, like the coffee, I mean, I think it has a really significant impact on like my entire like stomach chemistry, my entire microbiome just gets thrown off if I drink coffee too early and I don't hydrate well enough beforehand. So I don't know if that has something to do with like blood glucose and everything, if that hydration element is an important one, because coffee dehydrates you. That's just sort of the downside side effect. It's like yes, you can have a latte where you're having maybe not a ton of caffeine, espresso in there, but it's still, it's diuretic.
I mean, I agree. So it's interesting because obviously they focused on fragmented sleep, and I'm usually pretty good at getting a good night's sleep. Sometimes it's a little it there are the nights where I have that definitely have fragmented sleep, and then go to coffee in the morning. It's almost kind of habitual for me. I don't know how much I really need it, but I really do enjoy it. It's kind of a ritual that I enjoy, and that's something that's kind of we want to touch on soon is about morning rituals
The
and being
importance of
right.
rituals.
And I associate it to almost being productive is making coffee and getting into that kind of the getting into the routine of the morning. So it, that kind of is that's also a reason why I like having coffee. So maybe, if I have a bad night's sleep, I can just push it off to a little bit later and just have a warm decaf beverage like herbal tea or something like that. So, it's something, it's good. This is one of the goals of this podcast is always to discover new data and data to not only hopefully make our lives and our make us healthier, but also inform you guys and hopefully to make you make healthier choices and have healthier lives.
Yeah, and I mean, even healthy habits that you have, human beings love routine. Like, even if you think, oh no, I really love change, I love to do things different all the time, you instinctively like routine. Your body responds to like just having a routine. And sometimes it's important for us to examine that and change it. There is a time and place for shifting, and I think that these kinds of studies, it reminds us, well, maybe we should just try something new just to see how we feel. And that's really a lot about, I think, what we advocate for in this podcast is not just to listen to studies and get freaked out and go, oh my God, I can never drink this again, or I can never eat that again, or I should go work out this much this week. We want you to go and feel your way through it too. It's gonna be a different experience for everybody out there. Everybody is different. Everybody is different.
I see what you did there.
And it's something that we continuously encourage people to explore and never just settle into the same routine. That's why we want to talk in the future about kind of rituals and the difference between routines and rituals and how one might benefit you and really how you can make that a different part of your day. But it's all about just questioning what you do, even the things that you may think you've got down perfectly. Is there something maybe that you can tweak? Maybe there's something you can challenge yourself with. We can do the hard things. So why not give yourself that little bit of extra challenge? That's what's going to push you, and that's going to make you grow.
Yeah, I think we'll be going more in detail on routines in the near future, but you know what we routinely do about this time? What's got us pumped?
Dun dun dun.
That was a segue.
That was a good segue.
That
Doop
was a
doop
good
doop doop
segue.
doop doop.
All right, so what's got us pumped this week? I think I'm just gonna go first, okay? All right,
Okay.
because I'm a gentleman, and gentlemen go first.
Uh-huh.
But it's because it's associated with the previous story. It's about coffee. It's related to coffee. I don't often do this, folks. I don't advocate treats necessarily. But this is a treat. And I'm talking about the Califia Farms Pumpkin Spice Almond Milk Creamer. All
Oh,
right. That's why I said this is a rarity, guys. It's a rarity for me. I'm normally just a canned coconut milk, unsweetened coconut milk guy in the coffee with my collagen powder. But I discovered the Califia Farms Pumpkin Spice Almond Milk Creamer and coconut. They do use coconut milk in it too. So it is only 2 grams of sugar per serving. I think it's probably about like 60 calories per serving.
not too bad.
But it is delightful. A lot of good stuff in there too, not a lot of I'm going to try to say
Yeah,
hydrogenated. Yeah.
you did it.
Hydrogenated oils in
You
it,
did it.
like some creamers are. If you guys ever look at the back of a coffee made creamer, I'm sorry, just some of the ingredients are gross, all right? I'm just going to throw that in.
Kidding.
Anyways, this Califia Farms, not like that. I really enjoy it. Really spicy, really delicious. And like I said, only 2 grams of sugar per serving. So, you know, you don't you, a little goes a long way, and it's delightful, and it'll really spruce up your coffee. I don't know if it gives you enough glucose to simulate breakfast, but hey, maybe it'll take care of that that detrimental effect caffeine can have on your bad night's sleep. I don't know. That is not a proven fact. Don't quote me on that. But do quote me on get some Califia Farm pumpkin spice creamer before it's gone.
It's so good.
It's got me pumped. What's got you pumped?
Well, the thing that I am going to share today is something that I used to get, and then we stopped. And I feel like I was more than ready to welcome it back into my life because it gives me variety, it saves me money, and it makes my life easier. Those are three big things for me. Variety saves me money, makes my life easier. Win, win, win. So, the thing that I am so pumped for, this is my second week. Well, I guess we've had it for a month now, but it's my second delivery of the Misfits Market Box. I think it's called the Misfits Box, but it's misfitsmarket.com if you're curious. They are not sponsors. This is not an ad. These are always just things that we genuinely just really are super excited about. So Misfits Market it's one of those services. There are a number of them out there now, but they basically take all of the food from farmers that are not pretty enough to be shared or sold at grocery stores. So, not sure if anybody's actually familiar with the process of like from farm to your grocery store, but in addition to like the idea that there are maybe great distances that your food travels. Well, also, your food isn't just off the it's not just off the pretty farm where everything grows perfect and lovely and everything is pretty much the same size, and your carrot bunches and all your apples are relatively nice. Like, yeah, there may be a few dings here and there, but they're all pretty nice. Your tomatoes are all the same size, Everything's actually to a certain standard based off of the retailer. That's what they request. In order to sell a product, they have some standards, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that is what you pay for. You pay the extra price in the grocery store for that pretty factor. If you've ever grown fruits and vegetables yourself, and I can attest to this, having seen, tropical fruit grow in botanical gardens, seeing, vegegetables grow in my own garden, they don't always look like what you have at the grocery store. And all that food that the farmers can't sell to grocery stores and the retailers has to go somewhere. Well, I guess it was going basically to waste. And then a bunch of these companies came in, realized the opportunity, and they'll sell you at a sweet discount. They will sell you that produce. So this is just one of those services. And they say that they save you up to 40% off grocery store prices. And extra bonus, it gets delivered right to your damn door. So it's not about, well, I need to go find some really beautiful organic produce because, I want to feed my family variety and nutrients and healthy things. And I have to go to 15 different stores and two different farmers markets and, I have to try to grow something in my backyard. No. This, you select the items every, like, how they have different size boxes. They have a small box, they have a large box. You can choose your frequency that you want it, I think up to weekly. And they allow you a week before your, about a week before your delivery, they have you choose what kinds of items you would like to see in your box. And then they also have a marketplace where if you didn't find a particular item or you wanted something else, like they do have grains and pastas and spices and sweets and like a lot of it's the kind of stuff I feel like you would probably find in like a Whole Foods, a lot of those kinds of brands, or Sprouts. They have actual packaged products there too, in addition to some addition like other organic produce and stuff. So that are not in the usually in the box. All this stuff, it's still at a discounted rate than what you would pay for it. And I have actually like compared prices to what I know I buy things for at the grocery store, even Sprouts, which I feel like is so much more reasonable in our area than some of the major grocery stores like Publix. I mean, you pay for those miles. So, it's so nice and it gives me variety. Like I felt like I've been in a produce rut for months. And this is just helping us. We found a new squash that we
Yeah,
loved.
it's true.
We had a plethora of pears in this box. So
Yes.
I made it inspired me to go out and look for new recipes for the pears.
Right.
Found out, hey, poached pears, great in a salad. Who knew? I mean, I guess I knew, I just didn't remember. So yeah, I'm really happy with this. I've been recommending it to some other people as well, just like friends who were interested. They were maybe doing co-ops and stuff like that and just weren't happy with what they were getting. I said, "Hey, just try this." And I mean, I think it's worth it. And if anybody is curious about trying it out, I actually do have a 25% off your first shipment.
Ooh.
So let me just get you that. It's locked me out.
So it is pretty convenient. As Shannon mentioned, a lot of it's delivered right to your door. And in a lot of these kind of home delivery food services, I don't know how many of them do it, but I think all the packaging in these is actually recyclable.
Yeah, a lot of it is. They've changed
Even
it.
the cold packs, they tell you, like, cut them open, take the stuff out of them. It's all kind of inert cooling material. They said you can actually just dump it on the ground and then just put the actual plastic bags in recycling. So that's kind of nice, because that was one thing that with the I don't need to name them, but another home delivery food service we got, they had a lot of stuff that you couldn't recycle, a lot of packing material that wasn't be able to recycle. So this is nice that the whole thing is just all the packaging has been able to recycle. So and I mean, like you said, you get a lot in your box, so it's like, I don't know, did
We
you
get the
mention?
big
Oh,
box.
we get the big box. So I didn't know if it was, is it for like certain family size, or you just pick, since we
They have
got
a
it for 2 weeks,
small one.
basically.
Yeah, so we get ours every 2 weeks.
Right.
And we get the big box because, yeah, we're a family of three. And I will say that, like, the produce, it's not the produce that's like picked far in advance. I mean, it's produce with a very short shelf life. It's highly perishable produce. So I mean, I don't think I would recommend people, if you're looking to just stock a bunch away, if you're one person, you don't eat that many vegetables, don't start by getting the big one. Like, start small. And really just try it, because we do still have some food waste. There are some items that we get that I'm like, I just can't use 2 pounds of scallions. And we have a ton of ginger in our fridge right now that I have to figure out how to use.
They did give
I
us a
mean,
lot of ginger.
it's like a bucket full. So there are certain things that you end up really having to get creative, but I actually enjoy that. Like, that brings me inspiration and allows me to kind of get more creative in my cooking. So I do have the promo code for
All right.
25% off.
I
I
bought you
will
enough time.
say, this is one of those codes they give you to share with other people. So if you use it, I think I actually get 25% off on a future box. If you don't want to use this, you don't have to, but it's 25% off your first order. And it is, this is all one word now, cook W me dash VU 0 NUN.
Cook.
So it's kind of like, cook with me.
So
VU none.
COOKWME
Dash.
dash.
VU 0 NUN. Yeah. It's something we'll post it in the show notes if anybody's curious. I think as long as we have this, it's gonna work. This is just a handy little code. If you don't want to try this, if you're not a person that's like really looking for kind of any creativity or inspiration, don't worry about it.
Right. If you don't eat
That's,
vegetables, don't worry about it, guys. You know,
yeah.
don't use it. You know, you don't like getting money off, don't worry about it
Yeah.
then.
But it is something if you're just feeling like you're in a rut, this is something fun new to
Right.
try.
And you're also contributing to kind of minimize food waste on the, you know, at least
Yes.
a national level, which
Yeah.
I think is a huge, huge important issue.
So important.
So yeah, that's cool. Good job. I guess that's better than coffee creamer, I guess. All right, guys, another one in the books. Thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for sharing the podcast, and thank you for that future rating and review that you're going to leave in Apple Podcasts or the podcast Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, and also feel free to let us know what you want to actually hear from us about. If you have a topic you want us to explore, you have a question that you would like us to weigh in on, then share it.
Good advice. You got any other good advice for him tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
Five, four. Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Blah, Blah. Blah, 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 blah. Poop, 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 poop. Three.